Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, experimental radio from NASCAD University.
NASCAD University.
This episode is called A Butterfly Told Me.
Butterfly told me there's seven colors to a rainbow. I said, yeah, what the hell do they know?
And so this is how he divided up the spectrum into these seven colors. Newton did that not for any objective reason. He did it because he had an almost mystical belief that there should be seven colours. And the reason for that belief was that he thought there should be some analogy between the spectrum of different colours and musical notes in a scale.
A butterfly told me. A butterfly told me. A butterfly told me. There's seven colors in a rainbow. And I said, what the hell do they know?
Death, be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. For those whom thou think'st thou dost overthrow, die not, poor death, nor yet canst thou kill me.
And there's chores, and there's so many colors I can't even pronounce. The colors keep on coming. They stacking up in a pile. These colors will never stop. Some colors you can smell. Some colors you can stroke. Some colors sprinkle down. Some colors think for themselves. Some colors aren't what you think. Some colors don't begin or end. Some colors can't abide. Some colors try too hard.
Tonight, on Nothing to See Here, radio colors.
Colors.
Colors that can only be seen.
Colors.
Colors.
On a radio.
Colors.
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 Colors. Colors.
Colors.
Colors.
Blue.
Blue is concerned with its own existence. I mean, who wouldn't be? It's really normal in that aspect.
Turquoise.
Similar, but different.
More self.
Very unreliable.
Too chill. Yeah.
Light green.
Oh my god.
Bright green's, you know, the less fortunate cousin.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue gray.
Tense. Very, very tense.
But like relaxing at the same time, maybe?
Make up your mind.
Is it a warm gray or a cold gray?
It's a warm gray.
It's kind of a clay.
A clay.
Gray.
Clay gray.
Great.
Gray.
Gray. Great. Gray.
Owl.
Brown.
Rich. Wealthy. Earthy. Dark.
Yeah.
But not too dark.
Orange.
Doesn't go good with toast.
Not in my experience.
No.
One time I tried to have a drink with orange, and let's just say that the night didn't end well.
Orange tries too hard to be red. Orange has been jealous of red for a long, long time, and just can't quite get it. Maybe someday.
Sore loser cannot take losing.
Just like at all.
Breaking the tennis racket.
You know, kicking the TV.
Throwing the Wii out the window.
You know,
everything. Just hilarious. Sore loser.
unemployment purple.
Well, I mean, I guess like the biggest shocker about unemployment purple is that they've been gainfully employed for the last 12 years now as the decals on a NASCAR race car belonging to his name is Daryl Vandergraaf, first Bavarian to race in the NASCAR league, actually got into a fight with Chirk Gimpley. That's how he made his name for himself, and I believe it was unemployment purple, you know, that you know, came in there, you know, and you know, and really, you know, put Chirk out of commission. And that's how he got his job.
I painted my son's bedroom unemployment purple as a really passive-aggressive sort of a hint to, you know, nudge him, 33 years old and still living downstairs. He didn't pick up on the hint, needless to say.
I just, don't understand why I came home one day and my room was just purple.
Unemployment purple.
Unemployment purple at that. Yeah, my mom just, she's really annoying sometimes.
Jonathan, what are you gonna do with your life?
Mom, just leave me alone, okay? Just, come on.
Spanish pickle red.
Designated. Like a Monday night in the brush.
Halt!
Stickers in this room are this color. I'm currently wearing a halter top that is this color.
When I envision the flames that will engulf the, you know, the stock market, you know, and all that down in New York, I envision them as pickled peppered Spanish bread.
Sinking really, really deep as you are floating higher and higher up. This is truly the essence of this color.
Dirt silver.
Dirt cheap. Dirt silver.
Gotta pick up some of that silver.
Dirt silver.
Silver hiding in the dirt.
Dirt silver.
In the dust. In the mud. Where are you hiding? You never show up on time for anything.
Dirt silver. Dirt silver. It's actually the name of my adult
dirt silver
film
dirt silver
actor alter ego.
Dirt silver isn't quite appreciated the same way that shiny silver is appreciated.
I think that's gonna start changing soon.
But not until we educate our children about this.
About dirt silver.
Dirt silver.
And its values.
Dirt silver.
Where do you think silver comes from anyway, huh?
The opposite of vaporize.
Up here.
It comes, you mine it from the
ground.
Dirt.
Pretty sure silver comes from my parents.
Make your bets. Dirt silver. We got crusty sand. Make your bets. Horses on their marks. Make your bets.
That's not how it works.
I thought this was an auction.
Jonathan, you can't even bet on horses. What are you gonna do with your life?
Okay, Mom.
Granule horses, bracing, feel their sweat, feel their veins. I've been up close with this one. This one's a winner.
You can tell it's good because of its giant testicles.
Spleen yellow.
Like a canary, like an eye crust, like a mystery game show, like sludge, like a slight hum, like a bludgeon, like caustic, like granular, like itching, like brief, like consuming, like careful, like whimsy, like it's like the swelling face of a dog that you remember from your childhood, winsome, you know, whimsy, yellow is, you know, that kind of yellow is very awake.
The color of my son Jonathan's teeth. You know how much I paid for him to go see that goddamn orthodontist? I know they're for straightening out teeth, not whitening them. Could have put that money in a college fund, not that it would have made a difference. Right, Jonathan?
Mom, just leave me alone, okay? Just, come on.
You know, it's kind of comforting
Really? Because it's a part of me. It's inside of me, deep down, in my spleen. It's something I can relate to. Something that we can all relate to as humans. It's really brings us together. Spleen yellow. Spleen yellow. Spleen yellow. Spleen yellow. I think that if we all spent more time thinking about spleen yellow, spleen yellow, spleen yellow, spleen yellow, that society would be a better place.
Like, I know we're not the government, but when we project spleen yellow up into the sky, we want one thing from you, and you guys have seen the posters, so you know what that is, okay? So when we get that light up there, daytime, nighttime, dusk, dawn, you know what to do.
When I picture all the bloated faces and near-exploded bodies of all those Wall Street bankers who have been engulfed by pickled pepper red flames, I see them as spleen yellow.
Spleen yellow, spleen yellow, spleen yellow.
Hey, you ever think that magma has ghosts? Because I imagine if magma had ghosts, it would be this color.
Half black.
Gives you that feeling, you know, smoke him if you got him. We've tailored this signal to be half black.
It sucks.
Gray? I mean, what's the other half? See, I just assumed the other half was white.
What does that say?
Jeez.
What does that say?
The only soap I use is half black soap.
What does that say?
A penguin?
A panda? Something that's
half black
and half a different color?
Both of those were half white and black.
Why is it the only pair I can have?
Smoke him if you got him.
A butterfly told me there's 7 colors to a rainbow. And I said, yeah. What the hell do they know?
We continue now with the color broken white.
Now, broken white's quite interesting, because it isn't white at all.
It isn't white at all.
It's the opposite in terms of it's not light, it's not dark, it's a spectrum unknown to humankind. We can't even conceptualize it.
You know about the mantis shrimp? They're this fascinating deep sea creature. Very, very colorful with lots of appendages and addendums and
I know the word. Anyway, I'm a scientist.
But the mantis shrimp, their spectrum of vision is
the mantis shrimp
so much greater than that which humans can perceive and colors that we can't even conceptualize, such as the aforementioned broken white. Which is not white at all, of course, but represents an entire spectrum within a spectrum of spectrum, spectrally speculating what we can't see. Amazing.
Amazing stuff.
Amazing stuff.
Eyebrow teal.
Eyebrow teal is like when you take all of the mascots of the NBA and the NFL and you put them in a blender. And these are with the people inside, and you put that on high, and you wait,
I remember when he was in high school one day, Jonathan came home, he'd dyed his hair. He thought he was going to be so cool. Maybe he could be one of the popular kids or a punk rocker or something or other. Anyway, it was supposed to be teal. He dyed his eyebrows too to make it look more natural. That's what he told me. It was more of a nightmare than a teal.
You see those teenagers and they're walking around. They got those teal eyebrows. You know what they're trying to sell.
Yeah, so there's this whole trend of eyebrow teal, and I heard it wrong, and I shaved my eyebrows into the shapes of seals, and I don't know how it went so wrong.
Sickening, that's what it is.
Truth be told, I've been blind since birth. I've just been making things up.
U.S. Army Pink.
Sergeant Brittany McAdams reporting for duty.
Alrighty, okay, so...
I'm just here to talk about stereotypes and breaking them, alright? Okay? I actually don't know anything about the army, but I thought I'd jump in, you know, feet first or head first or whichever way is more impressive. I just think that it's really important that everybody remembers that just because I talk a certain way and maybe wear certain colors or express my personality in certain ways doesn't mean that I'm not intelligent, strong, or brave. Right? Wearing camel pink. Yeah, that's right. Not camel pink. Camo, as in flage. Pink. Camo, as in flage. Pink. Pink. Camo. Flage.
You know, before I joined the army, I thought brains were pink. And then I got my best mates all over my pants. Beige. And salty.
There's a pink smoke emitted from most modern freighter cruiser ships. That pink smoke is supposed to disguise us from various media campaigns that we have going on in the Indian Sea right now, and that pink smoke looks really weird when it's out of the Indian Sea, but when it's in there...
Army pink is actually, you might hear it used as a synonym for fear, and there's a reason for that.
The sight of it strikes fear.
To anyone who sees it, just flash a card of army pink at your loved ones and watch them run away immediately.
Tests have shown that army pink is not just a color, but a weapon.
When I finally got my release papers, they had all signed their names in pink.
And he showed up in the cafeteria, and he whips out this pink cue card, and everyone's just looking at him, and then he used it.
And now, on Nothing to See Here, we present Radio Colors That You Can't See. On the radio are many colors that are not visible. They have special names and special properties. Tonight we will explain some of these new radio colors. This one is called Special Grong.
1-2 test, testing 1-2, 1-2 test. We get a test, test, test.
Special Grong is
like the feeling you get mid-morning, the second...
A 10 a.m. coffee break, and it's nearing the end, and you're just pulling up into that...
The second Tuesday of the shortest month.
Laboratory, and you're just dropping your slacks.
Year. Well, that's always going to be February, isn't it?
You know...
That's at least what I associate it with.
It's not quite beautiful, but...
That's when we met.
Really puts things into perspective.
I'd never seen eyes that color before.
You know, people say I'm boring, and maybe I am, but... I think the name of this color is misleading. It's not so special at all. It does nothing for me.
I mean, no one has. And they won't. Ever.
I think of it, and it brings me no joy. I try to see it, but I just can't. What's the point? I don't understand.
Right, so when he walked in, laid down Special Grong on the wall, I said, that's a number one color.
You know what's cool about Special Grong?
Special Grong is so fucking cool.
It's like deep. Special Grong is so deep. It's like that feeling you get when you look at your reflection for so long, you don't even see your face anymore. You don't even understand what your face is. It's like, is that my face? Or is that something else reflected in the mirror?
Who fuck knows?
Special Grong. Weird. It's like deep.
Flat twinge.
I belong to it, innocent.
It's that feeling you get in your elbow when you biologically have a condition that makes such that your certain nerves are very close to the surface of your skin. I personally suffer from this, and both of my funny bones are very accessible. Ow! It's not really painful. Ow! It's just like, it's a twinge! That's the only way to... One of them's worse than the other. I recognize it's making me very vulnerable to be sharing this right now, but that color and that feeling are synonymous with my synapses.
We here at the Rexler Corporation have been studying the twinge now for several years, and we have determined that it is psychosomatic. It is all in their mind. There is no frequency known as the twinge. So we have devised a strong regimen of electroshock therapy and isolation as the best cure.
I don't care how many times they try to shock me, I keep seeing the twinge.
It just
appears. I can't describe it really. It's kind of like those lingering headaches. You know, the free-floating anxiety. It's there. And oh, there's another shot. Yeah, no, okay. I still see the twinge.
Now, one thing we have noticed, every time one of the subjects reports seeing the twinge, a pizza is delivered. So far, not necessarily a particularly useful power, but I'm sure we will figure out a way to militarize it someday.
Well, my pizza store is doing great for business.
Now, the human eye cannot detect flat twinge. However, the wombat animal model tells us that some animals have adapted to use flat twinge to detect the rads released from certain twigs, and they use that to make their nest.
Yeah, I'd eat a wombat.
Wombat makes the pizza nice and gritty.
That's what they used to call me back in middle school. I moved to New York City when I was 12 years old. And well, my name's Angela, and I hadn't developed as early as the other girls. So they called me Flat, and I have this accent. They called it twang.
Ange. Twang. Flat twang.
It's a nightmare. I still have nightmares about it.
Guess how many finish lines there will be in your beautiful life? Life is a process. All of it. There are lots of finish lines. Not just one. We get to start new climbs. New races. Every day. Some days we are moving forward effortlessly. Some days we feel like we're sliding backward. It's all good and it's all necessary. Watch for the gifts found in the setbacks and decide that every day is a brand new day. You get to start over as many times as you want. You are so very loved.
I think we're gonna see the whole rainbow.
Wow. Right over there where those telephone poles are.
I think we're gonna go through the rainbow. Let's go.
Okay.
We're gonna follow the rainbow.
We're gonna find the pot of gold.
I don't think we've ever seen the end of the rainbow, and I think we're gonna see it.
But if I told you, babe, there's seven colors to a rainbow, I said, yeah, what the hell do they know? When there's orange and blue, they can touch their cameras too. Check it out. Forget all the names of those tugboats. But there's yellow ones, and green ones, and blue ones, and brown ones, and violet ones, and ochre ones, and teal rainbow. I said, yeah, what the hell do they know? When there's orange and blue, and they can touch their cameras too. Check it out, we get all the names of those tugboats. But there's yellow ones, and green ones, and violet ones, and blue ones, and gold ones, and black ones, and silver ones, and beige ones, and white ones. Hey! Butterfly told me the streets are paved gold in heaven. I said, yeah, what the hell do they know? When there's orange and blue, and they can touch their cameras too. Check it out. Get all the names of those tugboats. But there's silver ones, and green ones, and white ones, and orange ones, and purple ones, and violet ones, and teal ones, and ochre ones. Hey! Butterfly told me there's several rainbows. I said, yeah, what the hell do they know? When there's orange and blue, and they can touch their cameras too.
Listening to Nothing to See Here, experimental radio from Nascat University in Halifax. This episode was called A Butterfly Told Me. It was inspired by the song A Butterfly Told Me by Mitchell Weeb, performed by Soaking Up Jagged. This episode was performed by Gemma Leslie, Jessica McDonald, Raph McDonald, Mark Hines, and David Clark. Nothing to See Here is produced by David Clark at Nascat University. Sound mixing by David Clark. This episode also included sound collages from the Winter 2017 Media Toolbox class at Nascat University. For more episodes of Nothing to See Here, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com.